There is nothing wrong with your internet. Do not attempt to adjust your settings. We are controlling the podcast. We control the squealing and the screams. We can make your heart flutter, your eyes blur from tears, or sharpen your mind to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit back. We are in control of what you hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your settings. You are about to experience the awe and mystery known as the female mind. You are now entering the Fangirl Zone.
Welcome to Sci-Fi Talk on the Fangirl Zone, a podcast where we discuss shows on the Sci-Fi Channel. I'm Steve.
And I'm Sean Fangirl S, and today we'll be discussing Episode 8 of Season 3 of Resident Alien, a.k.a. the finale of the season.
Let's hope it's not the finale of the series.
No, yeah. No, don't say that.
All right. Well, I believe these ratings for this episode were probably the highest of the season, as it brought in a 0.08 rating in adults 18 to 49 with 0.622 million viewers. So take that's that, Sci-Fi. Good. Yeah. We'll see if that's enough to get us season 4.
I hope so.
Yeah.
All right. Episode 8, Homecoming. Harry and Asa team up with an unlikely ally to try to save the Earth.
We open Homecoming with the Gray spaceship. Robert walked by as one of the Grays locked an unidentified blue alien in a cell with a cloaked figure. The cloaked figure reassures old Blue that he's one of them. However, he removes his hood to reveal that he's a shape-shifting alien known as a Manteed, a praying mantis-type extraterrestrial. He eats the blue alien. R.I.P., old Blue.
He ate the head, and then it was like, okay, I guess I'll eat the rest now. I'm just like, what in the world is happening?
Yeah. Meanwhile, on Earth, Harry tells General McAllister that he believes Joseph stole the bomb and the alien ball. Bridget emerges from Harry's bedroom as the general. He's in his terrible twos, which means shifting into whichever human he pleases. Side note, Harry's remark that he caught McAllister in a racism cracked me up. That was pretty
That was funny, but my husband happened to be home and he was watching it. And he's like, wait, is that Linda Hamilton? Because this isn't something he watches.
Right.
And then he goes, what the hell is happening? As she's like, you know, giving him the raspberry.
Yeah.
So it was really funny. I'm like, I'll explain it later. I don't have time. Anyway, Harry informs McAllister that Joseph travels via portals. However, McAllister knows how to catch him. Meanwhile, Kate discloses to Ben her abductions and their daughter being held captive by the Greys. Oh my gosh, just seeing them talk to each other.
Yeah.
Because you don't get to hear it all, but you see it like through the window. It's like, oh man.
Yeah.
Elsewhere, Darcy pulls up the Grays' headquarters in Yellowstone, and she's conducting surveillance while recording a video on her phone. She tells whoever watches said video that she wants a bronze statue of her on a horse in commemoration of her. What?
Yeah.
No, how about, I don't know, skiing?
Yeah.
Anything. On a horse? Really? Then Asa tells Harry that Darcy stole the bomb. Joseph barges into the cabin at this time, and he asks Harry what the formula in Peter Bach's journal means. Don't tell me it has anything to do with ice cream. Fine, I won't tell you anything about ice cream.
No.
Harry explains that it allows the Greys to render Earth uninhabitable for humans and half-humans. That includes you, Joseph. Side note, I love the nod to the actress who played Jay, because Harry mispronounces Asa's friend Kayla's name by calling her Kalayla. Joseph is then revealing that the Greys plan to end the world today. Yeah, this very day. Aw, man. And they have the alien ball and the steel mesh glove that Joseph created. Just fill everything in, Joseph, because obviously all this is going crap pretty fast, right?
Yeah.
They're trying to use the ball to fill the Yellowstone cavern with water to blow up the caldera. Harry asked to persuade Joseph, but I don't think it took too much persuasion.
No.
To help them save the day. The Greys didn't even tell Joseph their plan. And oh my God, he doesn't even get healthcare. The healthcare conversation between those are hysterical and at the same time, painfully relatable.
Yes, absolutely.
I was waiting for him to talk about deductibles next. It's like, dude.
Yeah.
Harry claims Asta will date Joseph again if he agrees to pitch in. That's a weird kind of negotiation and a date. I don't know. I kind of want to see it, though.
Yeah. Meanwhile, at Yellowstone, a gray alien holds the ball over the cavern as it fills rapidly with water. Back in Patience, Kate and Ben know all about the alien shit, except that Harry is one. Ben wants to save their daughter, and Max appeared. Of course, they don't know that their son can see aliens. Kate and Ben lock themselves in a closet to gather their thoughts. They need to see if Max has a chip in his neck, you know, in case the Greys are abducting him too.
Yeah, but I mean, Ben doesn't have it in his neck. It's in his foot.
Yeah.
So, like, it could be anywhere.
Yep. Later, Darcy puts a boombox outside in the woods to attract the Greys. It plays the Go-Go's Vacation, and she infiltrates their trailer with the map.
I did think this was pretty funny.
Yes, while waiting for the portal to materialize, she records one last video. Oh, and by the way, the A after the D in her name is lowercase. I blame Sci-Fi and NBC Universal for all the press materials that say Darcy. Sorry, girl, I can't change it in mid-recap now.
Right, got the capital A. Yeah. You know, thanks for correcting us, though.
Yes, anyway, the portal appears and she walks through it, arriving on the Gray spaceship. Next, as Kate embraces Max, Ben utilizes his metal detector to search for a potential chip in the boy's neck.
That was funny because
yes,
just off camera, you see this like coming in. It was very Muppet-esque
to
me, like just the metal detector off screen coming through. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah. At the same time, Mike and Liv take Cletus through the woods to search for Joseph.
So Kate informs Ben that Max is chip-free, but don't know if he was lice-free, so that was kind of gross.
Yeah.
Ben calls Dr. Smallwood to remove their chips and get their baby back. Yeah, the Hawthorns are here to kick ass. Meanwhile, Harry, Bridget, Asta, and Joseph arm themselves with a plan. They'll use the portal to hop on the gray spaceship. Then they'll utilize the bomb to explode it to Kingdom Come. Harry attempts to keep Asta from the action, but she's not letting Darcy go through this alone. Come on, Harry.
Yeah.
Once they reach the cavern, Joseph runs into a gray alien hybrid. While fighting him, Asta scoops up said gray's portal device and flees. Harry borrows Joseph's device to go after her. Asta winds up on the spaceship. Thankfully, Joseph incapacitates the gray alien. He grabs the alien ball and prevents it from filling with any more water in the cavern. He turned it all into, like, sand. That was crazy that he transformed it that way. And then the ball morphed itself into water, so I guess it's all tapped out.
Yeah, hopefully.
So Joseph saved the day and the world.
For now.
For now. Yeah, nobody knows.
On the ship, a gray alien locks Asta in the cell beside Darcy, and they reunite. Unfortunately, the mantid is right across from them. Harry and Bridget are hot on Asta's heels. He tosses two grays across the corridor like they're rag dolls.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
Yes.
And then you knew something was going to happen because they kept the camera on, like lingering on the hallway he walked out.
Yeah.
And then the one just falls.
Yeah.
The one gray just falls out. Like it's one of those, what are those octopus that used to like stick on the wall and like crawl down? I forget what they're called, but that's what it looked like.
Elsewhere, Mike and Liv run into Lena in the woods. Lena admits she was worried about him, so she's been tracking him. Liv leaves them alone to mend fences, but not before telling Lena that they're searching for aliens. Lena believes extraterrestrials are a government construct. Mike just fell in love with her again. While Liv hilariously deals with Cletus's excrement, Mike divulges his feelings to Lena. He wants to rekindle their relationship, and she feels the same way. Speaking of heart-to-heart conversations, Asta and Darcy patch things up on the ship. Darcy feels like she's dragging Asta down. However, Asta reveals that caring for people is a form of self-care for her. Her penchant for caretaking is an innate quality.
Later, at Dr. Smallwood's office, Ben reveals his chip is gone. However, Kate then refuses to get hers removed. She wants the aliens to abduct her so she can save their daughter. Kate also wants Ben to have his chip removed so he can finally heal from the 30-plus years of incessant abductions. That broke me.
Yeah.
Gorgeously tender performances from Garrettson and Filer. But, I mean, even later when we see them holding hands in bed, like staring at the ceiling.
Yeah.
Kate's just waiting for the Greys to take her. And I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, Ben's probably devastated. But if something happens, like who would take care of Max otherwise?
Right.
Meanwhile, the Manta tells Oss and Darcy there's no escape. And I love when he's like, why don't you come over here and I'll take care of it. First of all, you're all in jail cells, so am I missing something?
Yeah, apparently.
Thankfully, Harry and Bridget appear before he can go much further about eating them for dinner. He releases our besties. Darcy tells him that the Greys took the bomb, and Robert unexpectedly shows up, knocking a Grey unconscious. He knows where the ships are, and they can help them escape. Elsewhere, Joseph returns to Harry's cabin, and this is where Harry said to rendezvous eventually. However, McAllister's people barge into Harry's property with military vehicles, and Peter Bock, who looks like some kind of Iron Man slash RoboCop slash, I don't know,
yeah.
Terminator, emerges. McAllister, David, and Mr. Hogan watch the scene via Peter's eye device. McAllister wants Peter and her soldiers to capture Joseph alive. Joseph and Peter fight, and this unlocks a memory for him. And Joseph, really? You're going to go and like try to what, body slam or take down a robot like that? Come on, dude. Mr. Hogan notices a spike in Peter's brain activity as he relives those memories, though, and we start seeing everything. That was kind of weird. And suddenly Peter speaks, asking where his son is. McAllister orders her soldiers to kill Peter. However, he flees and he has like armor and like shielding.
Yeah.
What did you think? Duh?
Yeah, McAllister wasn't too bright on that part, at least.
No.
So Harry, Asta, Darcy, Bridget, and Robert run into a group of Greys on the ship with what appear to be glowing wands. Oh, Harry Potter Greys.
Yeah, I love that comment.
Harry sicks his adorable son on them. Asta, Darcy, and Robert watch in horror as Harry and Bridget obliterate these Greys. Take that. Darcy spots Kate, who runs through the ship in her pajamas and follows her. Afterward, Asta notices Darcy is missing. Robert urges her to leave for their getaway ship, while Harry and Bridget stay behind to find the bomb and Darcy. They still need to turn the Greys into Grey goo. Darcy reunites with Kate, who reveals she's looking for her baby. They stumble upon the room where the Greys keep the babies. They see a small screen in front of each of the cribs where the mother talks to the child. It's messed up.
Oh my God. Messed up on an epic level.
Yes. Kate and Darcy hide as the Greys hold one of the infants. After the alien departs, Kate finds her child. Unfortunately, several Greys attack her. She retaliates, stabbing them with the knife she took with her when abducted. What a badass.
Right? I do want to say too, before we go too far, when Bridget is thrown at the Greys, I love it that Bridget has new teeth that he wants to show you.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
Yes.
Back to Kate, though. Unfortunately, the aliens entrap her with a metal ring around her neck, and she's like being levitated and ends up going through a hole in the ceiling. And I'm like, oh my God, they're pushing her out to space. What the heck?
Right.
But while Kate has distracted the enemy, Darcy grabbed Kate's baby. I'm just looking at it thinking, okay, they know that there's a bomb and all of these babies are on there.
Right.
How are they going to try to get them all out?
Yeah.
Like, once Darcy seen that, there was no way they could blow it.
No.
But back on Earth, McAllister talks to Joseph, who's in the back of a military truck. She wants vengeance for his killing her soldiers. However, she longs for something else more, his portal device. Finally, Asta, Darcy, who has Kate's baby now, and Harry leave. Robert stays behind to ward off the Greys. We learn Bridget didn't make it. No. I still don't quite understand, though, Robert saying.
Yeah.
Harry pilots the ship out of what's actually the Greys' base. Oh, my Zod. It's on the moon.
Yes.
In the moon.
Yeah.
The Greys send a ship, which fire on them. And, of course, Asta is like, what are we going to do? And where did that baby come from? And Darcy explains, but, you know, it's kind of a long story. But it was nuts. And then Lena and Mike are meeting each other in the middle in Jessup after reviving the romance, like literally on the town lines.
Right.
Harry, Austin, and Dan share a meal at the diner. Dan thanks Harry for saving Austin's life before announcing to his employees that Harry Van Der Spiegel gets free pie for life. Harry discloses to Austin that Bridget died. He takes a bite out of his complimentary pie and spits it back out and leaves. Harry doesn't finish the pie. Then you know something is very, very wrong.
Yes, absolutely. At the sheriff's office, Liv receives a note to meet at Perkins Mine. Mike gets a call about an explosion at an abandoned high school, which he investigates. Meanwhile, Kate is finally home. Ben asks Kate if she remembers what transpired. She claims she doesn't, but her face says something else. Darcy stands on their doorstep with their baby daughter. She hesitates before knocking on the door. At least the baby is home safe and sound. Next, McAllister opens a portal with Joseph's device and steps through it. Liv arrives at Perkins Mine, where she reunites with none other than Iron Man Peter Bach. He's alive. Mike stumbles upon a gray alien inside the high school, which he knocks unconscious. Well, it looks like someone is finally a believer.
I love it because he had some reflexes there. Because all of a sudden comes at him and he's like, wow. Like, oh, okay.
Max and Sahar park their bikes outside Harry's cabin. Sahar persuades Max to mend fences with Harry and they knock on his door. However, when Max faces Harry, he screams. It's not really Harry. It's the man-teed alien. Max can see his praying mantis-esque face. Elsewhere, Harry and Bridget sit in a cell in the Gray's base on the moon. They're alive. This is some bullshit. How will Harry get home if he's stuck on the moon? Did McAllister let Joseph go? And did she land on the Gray's base after stepping through the portal? What will Peter Bach tell Liv? Will she help him find his son? You gotta hope Sci-Fi renews this hilariously heartwarming series for a fourth season so we get answers.
Yeah, there's a lot that they left us on, so please, please, please come back.
We would love to hear your thoughts on each and every episode this season. Our deadline for feedback is 6 p.m. Eastern every Friday during the season. You can send your feedback via email or audio to contact us at fangirlzone.com. Please review and rate us on iTunes and any other platform you use for your podcast. With good ratings and reviews, it helps other fans of the show find us, as there are plenty of other Resident Alien podcasts out there. Tell your friends, and we do hope you're enjoying our podcast. And don't forget to check out the other great Fangirl Zone podcast.
You can check everything out at www.fangirlzone.com. We have a podcast page which shows you everything, or everywhere you have your podcast. You can find us there as well. And our contacts page, and you can get a hold of us that way. So for this episode, the finale of Resident Alien. Oh, the season finale of Resident Alien.
Yes.
We say that again on Sci-Fi Talk.
I'm Steve. This is stupid. He's your buddy, and buddies have fights. Then they make up. I really hate to say this, but he's been good for you.
And I'm Sean Fangirl S. And until next time.